Hello. Welcome back to Divide It with Jill. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. So my family and I actually didn't do what we usually do for Thanksgiving. Every year, we always go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and go have dinner at my uncle's house. But we decided to do something different this year. No. Everyone was just kind of all over the place. And it was just a little hard to get everyone together and have like a sit down dinner. So my parents, my brother and my aunt, we just went to Serafina in New York City and it was so good. I had the pasta, of course. What are we saying? Obsessed. My dad actually got like their Thanksgiving special and I tried it and it was really, really good. It was like turkey stuffing, Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. A lot of people hate Brussels sprouts for some reason. I don't know why, but like I will die on this hill for Brussels sprouts. Anyways, that special from Serafina was really, really good. I got the spicy penne alla vodka and it's just such a classic. Obsessed with pasta. But yeah, it's a really, really great Italian spot. I 10 out of 10 recommend. And after that, we went to see the lights at Rockefeller Center. Well, the tree like wasn't lit up, but everything around there was all decked out in like holiday decor. Saks even had all the lights up, a little show moment. And Cartier also had their like Christmas stuff up. St. Regis, even like all of the bougie hotels are like ready, they're decked out. And the Chanel store, it's just such a vibe. I love when all of the holiday decors go up in New York City. But yeah, the holidays are here. That's so crazy. Mariah Carey has defrosted. Well, actually, she's technically been defrosted since like November 1st. But yeah, Vlogmas is right around the corner. I'm really excited for Vlogmas this year because I am doing so much things this month. That makes sense. So the video content will hopefully be very, very enjoyable for you to watch. I'm actually going to be at a Vampire Diaries convention this coming weekend. The last time I went to a Vampire Diaries convention was in high school. It's been a minute. If you don't know, I am obsessed with the television show Vampire Diaries. I have rewatched it an unhealthy amount of times, probably, and that show just holds a special place in my heart, and so when this opportunity presented itself, I was like, I have to do it. Come on, what are we saying? Like, I have to do it. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm going to be making content that entire weekend and just like promoting the event and stuff like that. Be on the look for all those videos I'm going to be posting, and this will all be Vlogmas content, so check that on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all the vibes. But yeah, so that's happening. And then a few days later, I'm actually going to be in Europe. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of traveling, a lot of travel vlogs coming to you in December. So be on the look. I'm very, very, very grateful for all of these opportunities. But yeah, Vlogmas is going to be popping off. Okay, and it's going to be every single day. And last year I did Vlogmas every single day, and I was really surprised I did it, to be honest. I was like, I'm probably going to miss a day, I'm probably going to like quit after the fourth day, but I really committed. And so this year, I'm going to commit again. I think there was only one year where I just did them like weekly, but yeah, this year it's popping off. But yeah, speaking of the holiday season, I thought it would be fun if I talk to you about holiday gift ideas, favorite Christmas movie that I love watching, Christmas album you should listen to, favorite holiday flavored drinks, favorite holiday treat, and a Christmas themed scene from a TV show. So let's just get into it. Okay, so starting off with some gift ideas. I've definitely said some of these before, like in the past, but these are 10 gift ideas that I think are really great, very universal, and I think your friends and family would love. Number one, an experience gift. I always say this, like this is such a great gift idea, like a comedy show, a Broadway show, an opera, a concert, a ballet show. Like, I love when I receive these kinds of gifts. It's just the best. And especially if it's like your favorite artist, if it's a concert, or if it's like one of your favorite ballet shows, like, it's just such a fun vibe. And I feel like both parties will have a great time. This is also a great like group thing as well. So yeah, I always say experience gifts are the best. Or even like a vacation. You booked a flight to somewhere like that person wants to go. So yeah, I just feel like an experience gift, something like that's memorable, is just a classic. Okay, next is Barefoot Dreams blanket. I am a Barefoot Dreams stan. So you already know that this is always in my gift idea videos. This is always going to be a gift idea. I'm always going to say this. So either like the robe, they even have like pajamas and like loungewear and stuff like that, but a blanket is just a classic. They even have like bundles where it's like a pouch with socks and an eye mask. So that's also a great gift. So honestly, anything from Barefoot Dreams is going to be great. Next gift idea, Le Labo perfume or their room spray, their candles. Like, everything from Le Labo is really, really good. But yeah, it is a little bit on the pricier side, but it's so good and it's worth the money in my opinion. And the smell lasts. So my favorite scents from them is Matcha 26 and then, of course, Santal 33. Like, come on. What are we saying? This is probably one of their most popular scents. But yeah, if I have to do another scent that I love, it's going to be the Matcha one. And then Ex Nihilo is another great one. The scent Lust in Paradise specifically. Obsessed with that one. So yeah. Next gift idea. So I'm a coffee lover through and through. And I use my Nespresso machine every single day. Sometimes twice a day. But an espresso machine for anyone in your life that loves coffee is just perfect. Or like a French press, a Keurig. And if you are getting a loved one an espresso machine, the pods I would recommend if you want to gift pods with the machine would be like tropical coconut, golden caramel. I really love the hazelnut flavor pods. And if you want to throw in like a frosted caramel nut, that's a new one. That's a holiday flavor. Throw that in there too. Those are some of my faves. But yeah. And also, if you want to get them a custom like mug or like cup, Amazon has the best ones. There's this seller specifically. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this, but it's Anotion store on Amazon. They have so many custom like cups. I have one that says like coffee on it. And then I also got something from Etsy. I don't know if this seller is still selling this, but it was a Diptyque inspired like an iced coffee glass. And it's so pretty. So yeah. Those are just some suggestions for anybody in your life that loves coffee. Next is clothing. Some places that have some of my favorite items is Aloe, Lululemon, Set Active, Skims, Abercrombie. Like, there's so many options. And they have workout clothes, sweaters, sweat sets. Abercrombie has so many new items, and Abercrombie and Fitch can be for men and women. Skims also has like a men's line, and I stand by Skims products. I'm obsessed with everything that they have. And then Set Active is just another one of my favorites for the girlies. Lululemon and Aloe is good for anybody. So yeah, these are some of my favorite places to get any sweats, any workout clothes, sweaters, loungewear, all the vibes. Jeans, specifically Abercrombie. Next item is an ice roller. I love ice rolling. One of my favorite things to do in the morning, at night, in the middle of the day. So the ice roller that I have is the Skinny Confidential ice roller. But before that, I had the Amazon one. And you know what? I really like both of them. Okay, I would say the biggest difference between the Skinny Confidential ice roller and the Amazon one is that the Amazon one just holds the cold a little bit longer. But the Skinny Confidential one is better if you want like a really good lymphatic drainage massage, if that makes sense. Like, I just feel like it's more sturdy and effective, and the Amazon one is just a little bit less sturdy, but it still gets the same point across. Like, it depuffs your face and it kind of acts like a gua sha. But yeah, I mean, there's like pros and cons for both of them. It just really depends on what you want more. You know what I mean? If you want it to stay colder for longer, Amazon. And you want it to be at a decent price point, Amazon. If you want something a little bit more sturdy and you don't mind that the cold doesn't last as long, I would do the Skin Confidential. This next gift idea. Oh my gosh, I've been actually seeing this everywhere this past year, and I think it's such a great gift. So, a book bouquet. This is for book lovers, by the way. So I've been seeing a lot of people like do DIY book bouquets, and it's so cute. I didn't think to like do this. People also are doing like book advent calendars, but I love the book bouquet idea. Like you literally pick like, I don't know, like 6 books, for example, and you kind of place them like in a row next to each other, and you kind of design it kind of like a pyramid type setup, but you like wrap it as if it's like a flower. It's so cool. It's really, really cool idea. And this is for anyone that loves books. That's a great, like, unique idea. Next gift idea, a custom painting. So I actually got my friend a painting for her birthday, and it was a picture of me, her, and our other friend, and it came out incredible. I ordered it on Etsy. It did come from Ukraine, and it's by this girl, Kate, and her name on Etsy is Portrait HY Art, and she's so talented. It does take a little bit to get it done, but it was so worth it. Like, it came out incredible, and yeah. If you're looking for like a sentimental like gift moment, I feel like this is it. Okay, next gift is a Theragun massager. Oh my god, my family is obsessed with this Theragun massager thing. It's really great for temporarily relieving like muscle pain and soreness after exercise. So if you know anyone in your life that is an athlete or just, you know, constantly like works out all the time, this is a great gift for them. Okay, last thing on my little mini gift guide is a Dyson vacuum. I stand with Dyson. Oh my gosh. They have the best products, and the vacuum is one of the best ones, like just for like your house, cleaning up. Ugh, it's so good. The Dyson Airwrap is amazing. The Dyson hairdryer is amazing. The Dyson purifier that has like hot and cold temperatures. Ugh, it's the best. It's the best. Anything from Dyson, you cannot go wrong, you know? Moving on to my favorite holiday drink flavor, anything peppermint, caramel, or salted caramel, I am obsessed with. And you know what? I actually just remembered that I had this hot chocolate flavored drink when I was in Nashville, and it was spiked with moonshine. And like, I don't like moonshine by itself. It tastes so strong. But with this hot chocolate, it was like, I think it was like a peppermint flavored moonshine with the hot chocolate, and it was so good. It was really, really good. I feel like if I had like 2 or 3 of those, I'd be done. But it was really, really tasty, and it tasted amazing. So yeah, those are my favorite like holiday drink flavors. Now, favorite movie to watch during the holidays? The movie is called The Holiday. That's probably basic to say. Like, okay, like, everyone knows this movie. Everyone loves this movie. But I truly am obsessed with that film. Like, it's just such a feel-good romance vibe. It's, like, warm and fuzzy. And it's just something to watch with, like, a hot chocolate and, like, a good holiday treat. It's just a vibe. It's a great film. And then, of course, Elf. Like, come on. Another classic, basic, everyone knows and loves this film. But literally every year I have to watch Elf. Like, I have to. It's the ultimate holiday film. Along with, like, you know, Home Alone and The Polar Express, movies like that. A holiday Christmas-themed episode from a television show that I want to talk about is Gilmore Girls. Oh my gosh, this was in season 1, episode 10. It was a Christmas-themed episode, and it's called Forgiveness and Stuff, and it's this really, like, low-key scene. It's like, it's the little things. This is what it's giving. Luke makes Lorelai a Santa burger, and he's like, I wanted to get you something festive because you said that you wanted something festive, and Lorelai's like, oh my god, it has a hat and everything, and it's just such a cute scene. Like, it just shows how much he listens to Lorelai. And they weren't even, like, dating here yet. Like, but it's so clear that he really cares for her. So, yeah, I love that scene. I love a big, grand gesture as much as the next person. But if my mans did something like what Luke just did, oh my gosh, I'd be swooning. But, yeah, there's so many Christmas themed episodes on Gilmore Girls, but that was just like one scene in particular that I wanted to point out. The next thing I want to tell you is a holiday treat. So, you know, there's a lot of really, really great holiday treats, but you know what is really just undefeated? The Pillsbury Christmas cookie with the Christmas tree. They also have like a snowman one. There's just so many different like prints and designs. And this is just such a classic. Take a shot every time I say classic in this episode. But oh my gosh, it's so good, so easy to make, and a guaranteed crowd pleaser, if that makes sense. A Christmas album you should listen to this holiday season. Yes, Justin Bieber, Michael Bublé, Kelly Clarkson, Mariah Carey, all amazing. Always have to be played during the holidays, of course. But Sabrina Carpenter came out with a Fruitcake EP, all holiday songs. I think there's like four or five. And last year she came out with Nonsense Christmas. And if you don't know, Nonsense is like one of her songs that went viral. And she did like a Christmas version of it. And it's so good. And such a bop. And so this EP is just as amazing as that song. Like, I have been listening to it since it dropped. It's so good. I'm also a Sabrina Carpenter stan. She also did like a White Christmas cover in this EP, and it's just so good. It's so good. You have to give it a listen. Speaking of Miss Sabrina Carpenter, I just had the biggest divided moment of my life. Okay, that's dramatic, but this was a major, major divided moment. Okay, so this season on Divided with Jill, and more seasons to come, of course, I will be telling you a divided moment each episode. So if you're new here, or you forgot, or you're confused, the reason I named the podcast Divided with Jill is because me and my friend, we have a really interesting sense of humor. And whenever anything crazy or funny or just surprising happened, me and my friend would always be like, oh my gosh, divide it, subtract, multiply. Like, we just start saying stuff like that because we just are just in shock at what just happened. Do you know what I mean? And we always like refer to this GIF. It's on like Apple Messages, I believe. Like, if you look it up, like Math Confused or something, or you could like look it up online. But it's this lady and she's like trying to calculate. It's so funny. So that's basically how like Divided with Jill came to be, because this whole, you know, podcast is about funny, crazy moments, life, and of course talking about my favorite topic, pop culture. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of divided moments in pop culture these days. So I thought this would be fitting. So anyways, every episode, I'm going to be telling you a different divided moment. So this week, my divided moment this week is I was in Sabrina Carpenter's Feather ad, one of her like sponsored posts. So Feather is one of her songs that was on the Emails I Can't Send Forward album. It wasn't on the original Emails I Can't Send album. It was on the deluxe, I guess, technically, version. And it's like a newer song. And so I guess she was like promoting it. This song also kind of went viral. Everyone started like making videos to her live version and like copying how she was dancing. And I even did a video. I was like me when I say I'm busy, and it's like me reenacting what she does on stage when she sings Feather. And so everyone kind of like jumped on this trend, and the sponsored post was basically a compilation of a few videos from this trend, and I was in it. But it was like a sponsored post, and I was shocked. I was shook. Okay, the way I found out about this, so my friend sent me an Instagram DM of Sabrina Carpenter's Instagram story, and I was like, oh, this is so cute. So I'm watching it, and all of a sudden, I see myself in this, and I'm like, oh, there is no way. And then I saw it on TikTok as like a sponsored post. I was like, what am I doing here? How did this happen? This is crazy. It's funny because that video that was in that was in the ad or whatever, I think it has like 50 likes or something like that. I mean, that's still like, you know, if you put me in a room with 50 people, that's like a lot. But it didn't go like insanely viral. And so it was really, really cool and interesting to see that my video was on there. Like, oh my gosh, I was freaking out. She's actually liked and commented on my video once before, which I freaked out also when that happened. But yeah, I'm just so like honored, and I just think that's so cool that my video is in there. I don't know what's going on, but like, I was just on Good Morning America, and now I'm in Sabrina Carpenter's post. Like, this is crazy. Like, what's going on? But yeah, I'm so grateful. That's such a cool moment. And yeah, that concludes this holiday-themed podcast episode, Thanksgiving little recap. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know any more gift ideas you have. Your favorite Christmas album, your favorite holiday treat, Christmas movie, all of the things. And yeah, anyways, don't forget to follow Divided with Jill on TikTok and Instagram. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye!